With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal judge blocking the Pentagon from punishing Democratic Senator Mark Kelly for his role in a video message to U.S. troops. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
Earlier this year, Defense Secretary Hegseth censured Senator Kelly, who is a former U.S. Navy pilot, for telling members of the military to uphold the Constitution and resist unlawful orders. But a federal judge ruled that Pentagon officials violated Kelly's First Amendment free speech rights. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon wrote that our retired veterans deserve more respect from their government, and our Constitution demands they receive it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, President Trump's multi-billion dollar lawsuit set to go on trial next year. More from correspondent Karen Chamas.
A U.S. judge has ordered a trial date for February 2027. He rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings. Trump filed a lawsuit in December 2025 over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January the 6th, 2021. The president is claiming $5 billion for defamation and a further $5 billion for unfair trade. The publicly funded broadcaster has apologized to Trump over the edit of the January 6th speech, but rejects claims it defamed him. Karen Chamas, London.
Environmental Protection Agency revoking a finding that supported U.S. regulations on greenhouse gas emissions. The decision rescinds a 2009 declaration that carbon dioxide endangers public health. EPA calls the move a major deregulatory action. In the meantime, critics complain it undermines efforts to combat so-called climate change. This is SRN News. A billboard campaign coming to the state of Maine.
The signs are simple. They say, "Christ is King," in white letters on a black background, and include an image of Jesus and 1 Timothy 6:15. They are the product of the pro-life group LifeSiteNews.com, and Maine is the next state that's getting one. The group says, quote, "When mankind turns back to Christ the King, our society will be transformed." So far, billboards have been set up in Texas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the Trump administration has stopped flying a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument, the country's first federal monument to the gay pride movement. Now, the flag was taken down from a flagpole at the National Park Service-run site, which centers on a tiny park in Manhattan's Greenwich Village. Park Service says it is complying with recent guidance. This is SRN News. For Nissan, well, the financial news is not good. Here's Bill Alexander.
Japanese automaker Nissan reported deeper losses for the latest quarter through December compared to a year earlier as restructuring costs cut into its profitability. Nissan Motor said Thursday it posted a 28.3 billion yen, $185 million loss for the October through December quarter, about twice the 14 billion yen loss it recorded a year earlier.
Artificial intelligence company Anthropic says it is now valued at $380 billion. The maker of the chatbot Claude says its valuation grew after it raised a $30 billion round of funding, led by Singapore's sovereign wealth fund, GIC, and the U.S.-based investment firm Coatue, along with dozens of other major investors from around the globe. More details, srnnews.com.